All right, let's begin. Okay, we're up to the page Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph. Okay, Meis Achiv Vivimtoi Einer Roitzel Lachalitza. A person dies. Now these sugyas in the Dharm now are focusing on laws of Yibum. So here we're going to go into some very interesting shilas the Megea Yibum. Meis, if a person's brother dies, the Yivim to Eina writes to Lechalitza, and the Yivam does not want Chalitza, she demands that you marry me. Okay? And however, Mutali Nase Lacheres, is this person allowed to marry someone else? Let's discuss in more detail.
What does she demand?
Well, let's see. Let's go. She doesn't want to do chalitza. She has to do chalitza. She's the one. No, she wants me. She wants Yibam. She wants Yibam. Let's see. So the problem here is, he doesn't want to marry her. He doesn't like her. Or his minig is that you don't do Yibam. It's manik is Yibam. You being pagia be'eshes ach. And we discussed this. And the minig of Ashkenazim is you don't want this because it's like you're marrying. If you're not going to do l'shem shemayim, so it's like you're marrying an erva.
The best doesn't allow it.
Yeah.
A guy who married a woman, he claimed that he only ever saw her in makeup. And the next morning, when he looked at her and saw her without makeup, it was, I don't want this anymore. And he's suing.
Makeup. He's suing.
Deception. Yeah. And it's like,
what?
Okay, let's see.
Don't you have that in where the guy gets deceived and the woman deceives him?
He's suing her in court for deception. You remind me of the story where a Bach goes to Rosh Hashiva and he says to Rosh Hashiva, the Rebbe, the Shidduch, and they told me about the girl, and I found out that the girl had a nose job. So, you know, he says to Rosh Hashiva, he had a nose job. But I don't mind, but what about the children? You know, the nose job doesn't change the DNA. So what's gonna be the children? They're gonna have noses that are not gonna be very nice. I don't wanna have children with big noses. So Rosh Hashiva says, so you'll do on them a nose job. What's the problem?
Who will have a nose?
Okay. So this person died. The brother dies, and his wife falls to Yibam, and she demands, "I want you to marry me. I want you to be miyabim me." The brother says, "I don't want to be miyabim you. So I don't like you. I don't want to marry you. I want to marry someone else. But marrying someone else is basically it's like being oivan cherim the rabbeinu gershon, because this woman is zokuk." Once the woman falls to Yibam, it's like she's partially married almost.
Right.
Until either you conclude it by doing the Yibam, or you do Chalitza. She refuses to do Chalitza. So it's Ki'ilu, they're partially married. That's a reality in the Masechta Yevamos. So for him now to marry another woman, the girl of his dreams, it's like he's marrying two wives. He's being over on cherim the Rabbeinu Gershom. You're not allowed to marry more than one wife. So what is the halacha?
So
and the shayl is she doesn't want it. She refuses to do chalitza. What? Yeah, she has to. She has to be a willing participant. She has to take off her shoe. She has to spit. She has to do it. What?
What power does she have to exercise to force him to be evil?
The Torah says, the Torah gives her that right.
The Torah
gives her that power. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah of Yibam or Chalitza. She refuses to do Chalitza, so there's a mitzvah of Yibam. So he has a mitzvah to do Yibam. That Yibam connects him to her. So let's see, let's read the words. Some of these issues will be clarified as we read the words. Let's see. This is what the Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalin Amud Aleph teaches us, that l'chumah we say that a woman who is a zekuga, zekuga means this really a sugya of yibum. This is not a sugya of mesach the nedarim, but it got tied into the Gemara that a woman who is a zekuga, she is waiting for her brother-in-law to either do yibum or chalitza. It's as if they are partially married. Okay.
We have to mention the fact that there is also these chayiv himself.
In the meantime, at this point in time, he has to support her. Okay. Because she's being supported. She right now, there's a monetary benefit. This is a monetary benefit. So and that means he is also to marry. He's also to marry the relatives of Ishtoi, of his wife. So since basically at this point in time he's married to her, he's not allowed to marry her relatives. Let's say he would have really wanted to marry her sister. Let's say there were other relatives. There are other relatives. So he would have wanted to marry one of those relatives, but she is preventing him from marrying those relatives because he's already partially married to her. Now, mikoyach zeh. Due to this situation, pasak der harama, b'mi shnafel lefan of yivama, also lalisa isha. So now let's talk. Forget about marrying her relative. Let's talk about just them getting married. This woman is waiting to do yibum chalitza, and this man is a single man, and does not want to marry her. She refuses to do chalitza. In the meantime, is he allowed to marry someone else? Here, this page. This page is enough. What's not a matter, can she? She does. She is. She is. She is in a matzav.
Is she over on anything by refusing?
Possibly.
Take away the yibum?
No.
Why is she one or the other?
One or the other.
If she takes away the chalitza,
yibum is still there. As long when a man dies and leaves over a wife that has no children, she automatically falls to her brother-in-law. It's as if they are partially married. Even though he never gave her a tabas, they never had a wedding, they never even saw each other. Automatically, from the Torah's point of view, and this is the Gemara, it's as if they are partially married. Man dies, he leaves over a wife, there are no children, automatically she is partially married to her brother-in-law. L'may nafkamina, that brother-in-law is not allowed to marry her sister, is not allowed to marry her mother, is not allowed to marry her daughter, not allowed to marry her aunt. Even though until now, what do I have to do with you? I don't know from you. I can go marry whoever I want. I can marry your sister. No, now, since I'm already partially married to you, for me to go marry your sister, it's like I'm marrying a chayis ishtoi. I can't marry your sister. So therefore, they're stuck into what's the solution? What?
Would only be allowed the chayel.
Yeah.
What is the chayel?
Well, that's what it means. He wouldn't be allowed to marry your sister.
Right. Right. It would still not be allowed to marry. All right, that's it. He's stuck now forever. But the point is, he's partially married. Okay, that's a separate issue.
The reason the Gemara gives over there is if she would maybe, it says that she would want to marry his brother.
Okay.
She would be able to do, and he doesn't want her, he knows she doesn't want me. The whole idea of somebody dying is. But
right now they're partially married. Now what's the problem for us in our discussion? So what is the problem here is, so the man says, listen, I'm not going to marry you, can just do chalitza. Come over in front of a bed and take off my shoes, spit at me, and we're all done. She says, no, I refuse. I want to marry you. I like you. You have a very good shidduch resume. I'm not going to find a better shidduch. I want to marry you. You're good. Your brother was good. You'll be even better.
It is. I've seen it a couple of times, and the people you would think, they thought about it, but there was a lot of crying going on.
Sure, during chalitza.
Emotional at me because it brings dredges up a lot.
It brings up all the memories, all the tsar, all the frustration.
It's a ceremony, chalitza is not.
Yeah, they have videos. You can go online, I'm sure, Mayor, you'll send out a video of a chalitza ceremony. I'm sure you'll be our official YouTube representative. You will mine billions of
in front of a lot of people. This is usually a learning experience.
Sometimes they do it right. You can see it online. Online, there are.
I went to a bar.
They have a special shoe. There's a special shoe. And you don't spit. I mean, it depends. They're different customs. The one that I saw. The way I saw it demonstrated is you drool. You know what we think. I always thought, grow up, that the woman actually spits, right? You collect saliva.
Rabbi Bick said that to the girl. He was explaining to the Buffalo Medrash, and he told her beforehand. I had to explain because he only spoke the Yiddish, so I had to translate what he told me to tell her because she didn't speak Yiddish, and to tell her to gather up all the saliva while he was talking to the Buffalo, to start gathering up the saliva in her mouth and get a mouthful of saliva. By the time he's ready, to tell her to spit. So she should have a mouthful and really let go.
Okay, so some actually spit. I once saw it online. Online demonstrated, or wasn't online. I'm sorry, it wasn't online. I saw a dayan. A dayan gave a shear. He didn't actually demonstrate, but he brought in the shoe. It was a big room, big crowded room. We were learning yeshiva Masechta Yevamos. So one of the rabbis there was a dayan. And he went and he basically gave a shear. The place was packed, and he was demonstrating exactly how it's done. And the way he explained it was that she does not actually spit. She drools. She collects saliva in her mouth and then lets it drool out in front of the Yavama. However, when I told this over to people who actually saw real chalitza, they told me, I don't know what I'm talking about. They said that she actually spits. Okay, so this dayan, I guess there are different customs. There are different dayanim, there are different opinions on this matter. In front of, maybe it's the machmir, you know? So on the floor, the fun of in this presence does not mean ya.
Are there rabbis that specialize in this?
Rabbis, this is a tragedy. Chalitza is a tragedy, so no one specializes in tragedy. No one specializes in tragedy. Okay, rabbi, so let's continue. Okay, so here is the situation. This woman refuses to do chalitza. Okay, so very good. So he says, it's not my problem. You don't do chalitza. So don't do chalitza. I'm not going to marry you. I don't care. I'm not going to do yibum. I don't care. You don't want to do chalitza, so you're stuck. So she says, well, you're also stuck because basically you're partially married to me. And if you're partially married to me, everyone knows that polygamy is usur in Ashkenazic Jewry. You're not allowed to marry more than one wife. Sorry to break it to you. You're not allowed to marry more than one wife.
Sorry, that's the good
polygamy. It is usur.
It is
Cherem Raveinu Gershom. So she says to him, listen, you think I'm stuck? You're also stuck. You cannot get married until you do chalitza. No, this get does not work. That's a sugya. If you give a chalitza, the chalitza works to the degree that you can no longer do yibam. You're completely disqualified from yibam. Okay, that's a sugya in Masechta Yevamos. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, can we have... Rabbi Yisai, please. Mikoyach ze poska rabo, shemish nafal lufan av yivama, osa lalisa isha. So the rabo is in a shocking chiddush. A woman who is a yivama, she's felled even, the chalitza has not yet been done. The man may not marry another woman. Sharei who need him kamisha no sul yivama, because we in halacha we consider that he's already partially married to the yivama. The yesh cherim derabeinu gershayim. You're not allowed to marry more than one wife. Shalom lase shtei nashim. Ach posak the Rambam paskin sheim kvar nishtadech. Let's say he was already engaged. The chosan, this brother-in-law, was already engaged. Nishtadech means they were known engaged to a woman before his brother and brother died, before she felt him. Kvar nishtadech im isha ula achar hashiduch. After they were engaged, naflo lefan of yivimtoi muter loy. Law says, so he's allowed he's allowed to marry the woman that he is engaged to. It's an incredible chiddush from the Ramah. The Ramah says, Cherim Rabbeinu Gershom applies in a limited sense. If she already fell to me, she's not allowed to start dating, looking for another wife. But if he is already engaged, even without tanoim, it doesn't make a difference. Once already, there already is an agreement between man and woman, they're going to get married, and then the Yavama falls to him. In this case, the Ramah Paskins, you can be makel. You can say that we're not going to apply Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. You're allowed to marry the one that you're engaged to, even though you have another woman that's waiting, even though the Yavama is partially married to you. It's a very interesting chiddush of the Ramah, is that Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom applies in this instance in a limited sense. However, Ubir Hagra, Shemi'achar, the Gro explains the lumbus of this Ramah. Me'achar v'yesh chemak yilo shalol levatel shiduch. What's the lumbus? The lumbus is that he calls it a chem hakihilos. There's a curse upon a person that breaks an engagement. Okay, we discussed this with tanoim. We don't do tanoim today, but even today, it's not a very pleasant thing to break an engagement. V'yim yitztarich levatel shiduch machmas yivim. The person is going to have to go and cancel his engagement because of the yavama. So basically over here he says that they're both in the same category. To break an engagement is a cherim, and to marry more than one wife is also a cherim. So since you already got engaged before the Yavama fell, that cherim has kedima over the second. A very interesting lumbus. It doesn't matter. Even though cherim ben Gershom is first, still there's also a cherim to break an engagement. So since in this particular instance the engagement came first, so therefore that has kedima, you don't have to break your engagement. We put aside the cherim ben Gershom, which entered in this situation second, to the first cherim. That's the lumbus.
The term engagement, what are the parameters?
An agreement. An agreement. There's an agreement. The call has gone out. Man, like today they are only simchas.com. If you're already listed on onlysimchas.com, that's called the engagement. If people are wishing you mazel tov and shul, you got an aliyah, that you got engaged, that's already called. The word has gone out. The word has gone out. Whatever in society is considered to be that it's official. Next. Okay, it's similar to a situation where if a man is married to his wife, okay, and then his sister-in-law falls to him, two brothers marry two sisters, and then after he's married to his wife, and then his brother dies, and now the sister falls to him. You came first, I'm already married, so therefore it's too bad for you. You married to your wife, you part of the sivimto. And you have the chalit sota. Okay, so we have over here. What?
The shadow was that she doesn't want to do it. So here he says,
he
can do it.
Okay, that's really what he means. That's the same idea. It's really what he means. She doesn't want it. This, but really, what it means over here is that in this situation, well, even worse. In this, let's say she does want to do chalitza. Let's put it like that. Let's say in this situation she does want to do chalitza, yibum. They both want. Let's make it very simple. I don't go into too many details. The point of the area is the lumbus we want to bring out is there's something called a cherim rabbeinu gershom, but there's also something called a cherim to break a shidduch. Okay, Rabbi Tzai, please, let's try to have a little more decorum. There's something called cherim rabbeinu gershom, there's something called a cherim of breaking a shidduch, and he's telling you a very important chiddush, that breaking a shidduch is so significant, even in a situation where a yavama falls, that falling of the yavama is insignificant because you're already engaged. That's how powerful an engagement is. We don't take it so seriously today, an engagement. But look how in halacha, he's teaching us in halacha that an engagement is so powerful it overrides a potential yibum.
The question was a basic one. She doesn't want to do it. Okay, so
yeah.
You say you can't force him. Now he was saying, it's law. that obviously he can push it
in a situation. No, no, it's a different case. It's a different case. That's a case where he's not even engaged. That case, right? This case where he's already engaged. It's a different situation. This case is where I'm getting confused. Let's just go further. We discussed two different cases. The first case was where he's not engaged, but he does not want to marry her. I don't want to marry her.
She wants to.
And she wants. So the rule is he's not allowed to get married. He's not allowed to get to start dating and looking for a wife until he first settles the Yavama.
I understand the difference. I'm trying to understand the actual ceremony itself. In the Shidduch case, Islam, she also doesn't want to back off, right?
Right.
Okay, so what are we going to do? I said, no, Shidduch comes first. Sorry, it's our love, it's love. Meaning we force her, we bring her into the room, and we make her go.
I don't know, we force her, but that, yeah.
Yes,
we tell her to do it. You tell her to do it. Okay, let's go further. Omnam. Now we have a chiluk ideas. Chiluk ideas. Omnam. Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees. Ula. Chacham Tzvi nechlak al Ramah. He disagrees because of shagam liachachem de beinu gershom. Ein iser lo adam lo seis isha ki shiyesh lo yivama hazukuk li yibom bebir hamachlokas americh hachedush harim ayin sham. So it comes out that the Chacham Tzvi disagrees with the Ramah. And he's of the opinion that in a situation where a yavama falls to a man and he's not engaged, guess what? He can go on a date. He can start dating. Oh, but by me going and initiating the process and finding a new wife, it's like I'm violating Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. The Chacham Tzvi, this is not Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom is only when you are actually married and then you want to take a second wife. But when the first wife is not an actual wife, it's only a lumdish wife, a wife through a zekika liyibam, that is not in the league of a wife to the degree where there's a problem of cherim de rabbeinu gershon. So you say this thing of machlekes the Ramah and the Chacham Tzvi. The hinei. Bepischei tshuva heidi b'shem shut min chasani shenishal benidon yivama achas. Here's the following shaila: shemes baila believe lot. A husband died without a child. Uliyachah shemes baila. Look at this story. Zinsa. Okay, so this woman went and she had a relation with another man. Relation with another man. And this amish she became pregnant. The osa lo hamar lachloitz ad shetisayim. The poisek that says she's not allowed to do chalitza. Well, achash rezinsa v'nisabro. Shemesa v'liv. Achash shemesa v'ala. Okay. The also lo chamachamahamara. Lachloit. She did not allow to do chalitza. Actually, the Simon Lohanika said, why not? Because if she's going to get to do chalitza right away, what is she going to do? She's going to remarry. The poisek was afraid this before formula and social services were available. If this woman is going to get married to someone else, then the baby may suffer because the new husband's not going to care about this woman's baby that she had out of wedlock. It's not his baby. So therefore, as a way to protect the child, the poskim said, you women are not going to get married for 2 years. We want to make sure the child is weaned. And therefore, I forbid, I put up a sign in shul that the brother-in-law should not do a new chalitza for 2 years until the baby is weaned. And then he'll do chalitza, and then you could remarry. Because preventing you from doing chalitza prevents you, no one's going to want to marry you. If a woman is zakuka liyibam, she can't get married. So no normal man is going to marry a woman. What?
He's a psul.
Why is he a psul?
The baby.
The baby is out of wedlock. The baby's not a psul. The baby was...
He was zakuka.
So what? She it's not called a mamzer. The baby is a posel, you're right. The baby is problematic. It's a chai vilaf.
She's
a zokok. A woman who's a zokok, it's a loisaser. Rabbi Akiva holds it's a mamzer. Rabbi Akiva holds that a loisaser will be a mamzer. We don't pass like that. We pass the baby is in its problem. It's not the best yichus. It was born to an avera, but the baby is not a mamzer. But she is not allowed to get chalitza until she weans the baby. Now look what happened. Afterwards, Echad mi'achi hames hishtadich. Now during these 2 years, one of the brothers, the brother that was meant to do chalitza, he got engaged. He got engaged. The kiv sleimaman b'koyishi gadol, and he accumulated the money b'koyishi lechotzos hanisuun u'kvar chinu es asuda, and now he is engaged and he wants to get married. The problem is this brother that wants to get married now to another woman, he can't get married because he's zakuga to marry this woman. He's waiting to do to, he's partially married to this woman. So what's the problem? Let him just do chalitza on this woman. The rabbi said you can't do chalitza on this woman for 2 years. Because if you're going to do chalitza on this woman, she's going to remarry and the baby's going to suffer.
There's another brother.
What? Die. Let's say he's the only brother. For argument's sake.
He says Eva introduced new things.
She's his cougar. Eva doesn't make a difference. So therefore, look how complicated this case is. Everyone over here is in limbo. Everyone here is in trouble. This guy wants to get married. He got engaged. For him to get married, it's a violation according to the Rambam. The Chacham Tzvi is mater. Okay, the Chacham Tzvi is mater. But if you want to follow the Rambam, Ashkenazi, he's a Sfardi. He's an Ashkenazi. But according to the Rambam Ashkenazi, he's not allowed to get, he's not allowed to marry because he's already partially married to the Yavama. Okay, so I'll do Chalitza. I can't do Chalitza because this woman had a baby out of wedlock and the Rabbanim decided to protect the baby for 2 years by preventing her, by making a Chayrim not to allow her to get married until she weans the baby. So therefore, what is he to do now? So he'll wait 2 years. I can't wait 2 years. It's going to be a Hefsid Merubah. I went and I accumulated money. I already paid for the hall. I had the caterer. It's a Hefsid. It's going to be a Hefsid. I already paid the caterer. And now I find out, oh, that she had a baby and the Rabbanim did not allow her to do Chalitza. So it's going to be a irretrievable loss. So what do we do? Before the Suda, what?
Why do you have to say Zin?
Is there a prayer?
This is the Maisa Shahoya. Maisa Shahoya, because how else does she have a baby? How else does she have a baby?
No,
there isn't. The husband left her pregnant and there's no Zekika Yibum.
This is the situation.
If the husband left her pregnant, then there would be no Yibum. There would be no Zekika Yibum. Husband died without a child, so she falls to Yibum.
She used the IV afterwards because she
wanted to.
Very good.
What?
What?
No.
So how is it helping this woman?
If this woman will get married, this woman wants to get married.
Yeah, who's taking care of the baby?
She's taking care of the baby.
Yeah.
If she's going to get married, yeah, she might can become pregnant right away.
Right.
And when she'll become pregnant, she'll stop nursing. And then when she'll stop nursing, the baby's going to starve. That's a classic case in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a woman. What? I told you this before social services, before baby formula. The time of the Gemara, a baby desperately needs his mother to survive.
The other way around, when she's nursing, she's not going to get pregnant.
Not all the time. The Gemara talks about that. The Gemara says that not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee. One thing is for sure, that if she does become pregnant, she's going to stop nursing. And if she stops nursing, what's going to happen to the baby? You have to hire a wet nurse. Who's going to pay? The husband's not. Why should I pay? I only make a minimum wage. Not my problem. Okay? So this is the shaila. Okay, lam is a shaila. What is the halacha? For a man to marry a woman before he does chalitza. Ach hamesader kedushin histapeg shuula yesh makom lahatem mimneishu shasat chagodol. Meod, this is a very difficult situation because already they pay the caterer and it's not refundable the money and what are we going to do in this case? He's not allowed to do chalitza because of the situation because the woman is nursing the baby. But they have sarasuda. If you're going to wait 2 years, then you know what's going to happen. He'll never get married, this guy. Because this girl's not going to wait for him for 2 years. She'll go marry someone else, and he'll never recover from her, and then he'll never get married. So therefore, what do we do in this situation? So everyone over here is held in limbo. Now in this case, he writes, I don't know why he's adding this in, that why can't you do chalitza? She refused to chalitza. I thought it was because they forbid her to do chalitza. I don't know why she refused to do chalitza. Maybe he's saying, maybe they'll go back to the Rav, and the Rav will put the prohibition, will undo it. So she over here is becoming very difficult. She refused to chalitza. Alright, so Heshev, he concludes, Hamichna Amin Chasani, Shayachal Hayavam, that in this situation we can be chalak on the Chacham Tzvi. Even the Rama will agree. Shayachal Hayavam Lakadesh Esam Shudechas Miyad Ach Betnai Shalifne Hakidushin Yishbu Kol Achim Shemiyad. They should swear. Shetisratze Hayavam Yachlitzu Lo Belishum Ikov. As long as all the brothers, someone in the family, they promise that the first available opportunity they go into Chalitza, they are what? It doesn't necessarily mean any brother. Any one of the brothers can do chalitza. The hashvuah tiyeh b'shvuah chamura uvekoinam uveisur hanoas ishto yolah b'fnei rabim. And this has to be a very heavy duty shvuah in front of rabim to make it very serious. So it's not being... Then he's the only one that had that. He has to make the shvuah. Then he has to do it. He's the one that needs. Someone has to that's going to be done. They make a shvuah very serious. So obviously he's not being samech on the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says you don't need to do anything. There's no violation of Chayrim Derabbeinu Gershom at all. But according to the Rama, there is a real serious violation of Chayrim Derabbeinu Gershom in this instance. And the only way out in this unique case is a shvuah. All the brothers swear that the first available opportunity they're going to do the chalitza, and that is permitted. And this also was also the chasam sefer, the same exact thing. The yavama, similar situation. Shadora b'makom rachok. She lived far away. The Lairatza Lava Lamakim Hayavam. She refused to travel a long distance to the place of the Yavam to travel, to visit, to go to Chalitza, just to come to do Chalitza. The Yavam, the Yavama has to come to the Yavam. Who has the obligation to come to who? The Yavama, the Gemara says. She comes to the Yavam. The Yavam wants to get married. Problem is that until he does Chalitza, he's not allowed to get married according to the Ramah because of Chayrim Derabbeinu Gershom. It's if he's already partially married. That since over here she is holding him back from getting married, she is a rebellious woman. He has to send her a warning from the laws of a woman who's a meredes, who rebels against her husband. I don't know the details, but it seems
something different.
Right here, he doesn't.
She's not allowed to turn down a chalitza.
Well, this case, she's not. This case was right. She's not allowed to. This case is not. This case is different. The previous case was there was a reason why she was not getting chalitza because she was nursing a child. And the rabban, right. But in this case, there's not no. This is she just refused to come. I don't care. Too bad for you. I don't want to travel. So in this case, she refused to travel. What time is it now? Let's just do a little paragraph. Let's just do a little bit. Just start the next. Maybe we'll just do build part of the next child. Next child. Im mutar la'adam nasu liyabin. Okay, very interesting. Okay, this the nafkin between the svardim and the Ashkenazim. A man is already married. Is he allowed to do the mitzvah of yibum? So doing yibum, is cherim derabenu, is it? Is cherim derabenu gershom part of a situation of yibum? That's what he says. Peshut harambam. Okay, the Rambam was in Shas and Shuvis, Nishal b'Mitzrayim in Egypt. The Rambam was in Sfarad, it was Sfaradic in the Nagim. Nishal b'Mitzrayim, Shenagu b'Tnai Ksuba, Shaloi Lasei Shtei Noshim. Even before Chayim, Rabbeinu Gershom, they put in the Ksuba that they're not going to take a second wife. Okay, that was before Chayim, Rabbeinu Gershom, they did.
Rambam was after.
Yeah,
Rambam was after.
Yeah.
Okay, but even among the Svardim, it appears that some people in Mitzrayim who did not accept the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, they did take more than one wife, but occasionally they would write in the Ksuba, they're not going to go marry a second wife. They,
officially, the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom
only for
was over
yeah, 1,000 years.
Right. But we accepted the continuance. He gave it for 1,000 years.
But it's over 1,000 years.
Okay, so b'shut maharambam nishol b'mitzrayim shenagu b'tenai k'suba shaloi lase shtei noshim v'im yisa isha shniya harehu mischayiv she'im harishayin eroitze hu mechuyiv lase iskei l'rishayin. If the first one wants, he'll give her a divorce. U'l'shalim lo k'subas and to pay the k'suba that she has the right to demand. So it's like a prenup. Okay, you talk about prenuptials. They're writing in the Ksuba. It's a tremendous Ksuba. Go talk about all the prenuptials. Say, I get the forced get. They write in the Ksuba that in the event I take a second wife, you have the right to demand to force me to divorce you. You have a right. You have a right to demand and do not take nashim abenaisai who mechuyev lost his scale rishayin ulashalom la kisubasa. The nafal lefnei echad isha libam the ishtay harishayin imeris loy harei yochel ato lachleitz. So the shaila was, a man was presented with an opportunity to marry a second wife. How? Through Yibum. And his first wife said, you take her, then I'm out. And therefore, it's going to cost you plenty of money. You have a nice ksuba. Here we have you wrote to me $1 million ksuba. You know what? I'll take the money. So go right ahead. Go marry her, and I'll take $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
So the shaila is, what's the shaila here? The shaila is this called a violation of the ksuba by taking a second wife through yibum? Maybe when you wrote in the ksuba that you're not going to take a second wife, it only means to voluntarily take a second wife. But when you're taking a second wife because maybe it's not called a violation. The heishiv harambam, sheyibum einoy nesuin ba'alma. It's not a violation of the tanai ksuba because I'm not taking it voluntarily. I have no choice.
You could say it's a continuation of the first marriage.
Well, the brother's first marriage.
Yeah, but still at all, it's...
That's the shaila.
The continuation
play. So, Heshev HaRambam, Sheyivam, Eino Nesuim, B'yalmok, Mavur, B'sugin, Shu Isha, She Isha, Shignele, Min HaShamayim. It's not done voluntarily, it's an Isha that's given to Min HaShamayim. U'lechein Yev, Amud Lo Liyam, Isha Cheres, Elo, She'im, Nichta, B'feirish, B'tunayim, Shelo Yisa, Isha Cheres, V'lo Yib, Isha Cheres. So what do you got to do? The next time you write a ksuba, you have to write in the ksuba that you not only will you not take a second wife voluntarily, and even if you go and you take a wife through yibum, then the first wife can take the demand out. Would be a Rambam shetosa isha sheyichol lachleitz. It's a mistake. Shetanis isha sheyichol lachleitz ainen nechayna. She can't say that it's a violation because you can do chalitza. You don't have to marry her. You can do chalitza. That's not a valid claim. Lefish nifsak lahalacha shemitzvas yibum kaidemes b'mitzvas chalitza. We paskin that yibum comes before chalitza. Or miyachadu who writes lekaimes a mitzvah min amuvchar ein zeh nechshav sheyichol lachleitz levimtoi. Okay, so this is the shaila. If he nay hariva shnisha b'davar ish nasish nafun lefan of. In a similar shaila, a man is married, and then his yivama falls to him. Algier. Sheloi kiblu aleihem chem de benegershem. V'gam nuchagu shemitzas yibum kodes mischalitza. So the rivash paskes heishav rivash. Amu chazal shem heyam yam zokin v'yam yivalda. He says not so fast. Not so fast. The Gemara says that if the Yavam is a Zokain, is an old man, and the Yavama is a young girl, it's not a good marriage. It's not a good marriage. The Yavam Yolda, Oyle Habakkuk, all the way around. Bezdin, Miyatzim loy etzo hagenes shloy lachnes ketata l'sachpes. The Beis Din gives him good advice. It's not a good marriage. Don't marry her. Even though the Gemara says he even comes first, yeah, you have to be practical also. Not in this case. Svihine in mitzvahs.
Either way, he's old and she's younger. She's a
either or.
It's a bad match because she can't get pregnant.
Well, even if she can get pregnant, if there's still, let's say that she's still within, we're still within a childbearing age, it's just not a good marriage. The age is big enough, the gap is good enough, that it's not a healthy marriage. V'hine, in mitzvah skivim kodemes, if mitzvah skivim kodemes, eich yaitzim lo eitzah shlo l'chalach, how can they go give him bad advice? U'vehech tzoch lo, I have to say, in yesh lo adam mitzvah skivim o mitzvah chalitza, ach, it's not always so that Yivim is Kodemes. Sometimes when there's a Ketata, when there's strife, then Chalitz is Kodemes. Vim Kain, likewise, who adin benish, and also if a person is already married, and now you're going to take in a second wife into your house, it's not a good idea to have two wives. The right Allah says, Oidisha, Mitzas, Chalitz, Kodemes, Share, when the theme in Kadesha Kushta, okay, it's the name of a city called Kushta. Shenoak Le Hishova Shalose Sea Shalisha, they made it again. There's no Khermenu Gersha, they make a shavua before they got married. They made a shavua. They're not gonna get a second wife. The Kiddush Adamisha, the Nishbalakahog Knog, the Yakach May Sachid, the Nafal Yivim the Lufan of Huraitzal Yab, he wants to Yibam, the Lahakim Lach of Shame, Varusasa Raitzal Akiv Machmas Ashua and Shishbalah. And his wife said, don't you dare. You go, you take a second wife, I'm out. Mishalas Marit, Madinai, Im Yachal, what? She's in Arusa, fine, she's in Arusa, but she's still fully married, she's still married. Im Yachal Lichnes Ashneim, Im Shemchim, what say, Sachem Hilm, Eze Yigosh, could she marry both, or divorce? The one wife, Eze Yigosh, the Eze Yigoresh, Es Arusasa, Beget, Oh yes, even the Bechalitza. The Heishev Havarit. Shekvar no Hagabi Kushik Vikor Shem Hasem Shemitzes Yim Kodemis Nuschalitza. The Alpha Vichain. Shekosa, the meaning was in Kushta that you do Yibam. However, if you're already married, then it's not a good thing you do chalitza. Call divri harivash heim rak b'mish shenos. That's only in a situation where you are already fully married. Aval, look at this case exactly. This, as you point out, Mr. Rapport, in this case, he was not married. He only had erisin. That's the first part of marriage, but he did not yet take his first wife into his home. They had the erisin. Called the very Rosh Rak Misha Nosu, Aval Misha Rak Irasisha, Zu Zukuko Mikoy Hakidushin, the Zu Zukuko Soy Mikoy Hayibum. So each one is waiting to come into the house for different reasons. The Ein Hayibum Nechshav Machnes Kitotel Serbeso Yosem Yasher Loses Es Hayibum. An amazing Kiddush. That in this situation he has the right to divorce his Aru Sosoy in order to do Yibum on his Yevimtoy. Because since over here he was not yet fully married to his first wife, he only did on his first wife erisin. So now there's a zekika, there is a bond waiting for him to conclude the marriage, but there's also a bond between him and his yevama. Each of those bonds are equal, so he can choose whatever he wants. The herich sham.
Not enough to say that he was kainasin.
Unless he is.
She says he was kainasin.
Well, they can't say that. It's not true. He was not kainasin.
If she says it, she's believed.
No, she's not. Why? Why is she believed? Why is she believed? It's a fact. They had erisin. Not like today. Today they have both together in one shop. In time of Chazal, they had erisin. Then they waited. It was a break.
Kindness, he came to me at night.
No, no.
Say that.
Anyone can say that then. No. Okay, last paragraph. The Herich Sham Shein Ze Doimel Mekoyma Shenagush Lolisa Shenashim Machmas Chem Nebenu Gershom, because in Kushta that was not the custom. Kushta people, that was not the issue. Verich Levar Hachilukim Ben Issa Machmas Shavu Leben Issa Machmas Chem. There he discusses that there was something called Chem Nebenu Gershom, and then there was a Shavua. The Siam Sham Shetaima Shal Rambam Hu Shemiach of Isha Hiknu Lemen Hashemayim Apilu Aydei Bia Biznus Koyno Isa Harehu Kvar Ishtoi. Since Yibam is a very strong band, Yibam is already as if he partially married. The Eina Michusaris al Knisa Lebes Lebhol, all you're missing is to do the mice to bring her into your home. The Im Yivma Eina Nechshav Kinasa Oidisha, and if the Yivama has not married another woman, even though he did Erisin to another woman, he's not fully married to a woman, the Meshla Hulo Yasabakinian Lechain Lechshav Shavar al Shavuah, so it's not considered that he was over on the Shavuah because he did not yet take in his first wife. So therefore, we just point.
So he made the Shavuah by the Erisin.
By the Erisin. Okay, so just wants to point out, these are some of the lumdis of Cherim Derbeinu Gershaim. There were three different types of, so we take out of this, there were three different techniques employed to prevent a man from marrying a second wife. Cherim Derbeinu Gershaim, a Shavuah at the time of Erisin, and a Tanai in the Ksuba. The Ksuba is only for Nisun, by the way. The Shavuah took place during Erisin. And those factors play are all, and when it comes to Cherim Derbeinu Gershaim, we have over here machlokes between the Chacham Tzvi and the Ramah, how that affects taking a second wife, and coming to a Shavuah, it appears that it's very lenient, because Shavuah was only made at the time of the Erisin. And when it comes to the Tanai Ksuba, that he presents is a machlokes. The Tanai that the Mari really says that it's not a violation of a Tanai Ksuba to take in a Yavama. And if he wants to take the Yavama, then he does not have to give his wife a get and a Ksuba. Okay, so these are some of the interesting issues of these shilas. So we will stop over here, take a very short break.